And it's Conversation here on 610 WIP. My name's Peter Solomon, and when we come back after this brief break, first-time novelist Chuck Igo, his new book, Taken Identity. Taken Identity and a whole lot more. We'll be right back here on Conversation here on 610 WIP, the WIP time, 6:31.
Now, you can listen to 610 WIP on the web at 610WIP.com. Sports Radio 610 WIP.
And we're back, and I'm pleased to welcome here for good conversation, Chuck Igo, his new book, Taken Identity. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning, Peter. Thanks for having us on this morning.
It's my pleasure. And it's double pleasure, because when he's not writing novels, he's in radio.
That's getting up early, just like you're doing here this morning.
So you're used to it.
As a matter of fact, even waking up at 6 today, albeit after the debacle at Fenway last night, was like sleeping in.
All right, Chuck, how do you make the jump from radio to novel? I mean, you ready to give up the day job?
No, not ready to give it up. I don't think I ever would. I guess in thinking, someone says, you know, what happens if it becomes like a bazillion seller? And I'm like, well, I keep doing radio because I want to, not because I have to. You know, at the moment, it's a combination of both. You understand, as a family man with kids, and, you know, we do what we have to do to make the paychecks, per se. But as far as giving up the day job, no. The writing came about from writing for radio, which writing radio copy can be a very challenging, daunting task in itself, where you try to create, you know, a little 60 seconds of magic without trying to have each sound the same as the one before. So the challenge and the creativity are there, albeit in a short form. And when you realize after a few months you've written 500 pages of radio copy and you're looking at a printout going, wow, that's a book. And that's where the book came from.
And certainly both occupations, writer and radio, are about language and making a point.
They are. It's a lot of fun. It's a challenge, especially when playing with language, to try to make the points coherent, make them cohesive when you put them all together. And especially in radio, where you try to have a narrow space of time, per se, to evoke an image and try to drive that point home. The conservation of words in order to achieve a time frame, as well as the idea to get the point across, is always a challenge.
All right, let's make a point and drive it home. Take an identity. The cover looks like a poster from the Cold War.
It's the story itself is of a Cold War throwback, where if you can envision at the time, the height of the Cold War in the mid-70s, prior to detente and all the overtures and then the subsequent tumbling of the USSR, the machination, more or less, looking for a way to take down what they would perceive as, you know, their vision of the evil empire. In this particular case, they thought, what if we could get people on the inside and take down the government from within in that regard? You know, get someone into a point of power, maybe two people into a point of power, play with the economy, make things unstable, and eventually their vision was perhaps to switch it over to a socialist way of life and extend their reach as the USSR into their world domination quest, per se. So yes, it is a very much a Cold War throwback.
Now, every novel starts with one germ of an idea. What was the germ that gave birth to Take an Identity?
There was a presidential scandal which involved a president and a young lady, which got many people righteously outraged, especially given the circumstances we now know, like where the alleged indiscretions were taking place. So just some of the folks who were wagging fingers and calling for head on a platter seemed a little louder than they probably should have been. I'm not a phenomenal judge of people. I've completely misjudged my share over a course of time, most recently even with, God love him, a household contractor. But that aside, with one particular person, the Speaker of the House at the time, I thought it's just something about his cries and protestations which didn't sit right. And I thought, you know, he's probably just as guilty. But I took the idea and said, well, what if he was really probably just as guilty of something else? And went from there with the idea of the story. So it was my way to vent a little frustration that sometimes there's more to a person than what we actually know. And, of course, in this day and age now of instant e-news, there's nothing that's really secret or sacred anymore. It's world known within seconds of it happening or being uncovered.
And don't I recall that Speaker of the House did have a few skeletons in his closet?
As it turns out, he was just as guilty as the person to whom he was pointing the finger. So, as I said, you know, in that one particular case, I'm like going, okay, after all these years, I was right. But not in the regard of the story. In the regard of the story, we actually place into the office of the Speaker of the House a Soviet Union operative. And the idea is that once they're in the line of power secession, what can they do to make that happen? And that's the plot of Taken Identity.
Hmm. Could it have happened? Could it happen?
For all we know, it may have already happened. I'd say it's one of those things where you look at, on the surface, what do we really know about people? Prior to instant background checks and instant identity checks, I recall when I went in the Navy that while I was in boot camp, I got calls and letters from friends. Well, actually, the calls came after boot camp, but I got letters from friends in boot camp going, all right, what did you do? Why is the FBI here asking about you? So it was that was the way they would vet people for various security clearances and things like that. They would actually visit your neighborhood. They would talk to three or four known acquaintances, and from that they would develop three or four more known acquaintances, and exponentially it would wind up being 50 to 75 people before they'd say, okay, it seems to us he's a pretty trustworthy person. And so back in the 70s when they would, if governmental agencies or whomever responsible for background checks would do it, that is how they would do the old legwork. So the idea behind the characters and Taken Identity, a few of them, they were not that they were not known quantities, but they were not that well known by a large circle of friends, which made it easier for perhaps the plot to evolve here.
Feeding the public paranoia, are you, Chuck?
Well, as I'd like to think, you could get to the end of the book, and if one is a conspiracy theorist, they'll close the page and say, see, I knew it. So, but not necessarily a paranoia. And again, it's hopefully what I like to think is just a good, fun spy romp when all is said and done. And hopefully that, you know, no one will take from it an idea going, hey, what if we did that? But again, I think in this day and age now where we, again, have so much instant ability to verify one's identity, it would be probably much harder than it might have been 30 years ago.